practice the dynamics of the character you're playing. You have to get inside the mouth of the accent, so to speak. Try some facial aerobics before you start, and remember, little and often is best. It'll get easier as the muscles adapt and your ear fine-tunes, and your confidence grows, particularly if you're having fun. This is a note for actors about the Geordie accent. One of the main features of a Geordie accent is a sound known technically as the glottal stop. And it's a particularly throaty sound. It's also known as the glottal plosive or the glottal shock. It's a strange and vigorous sound that is made in the glottis, which is the space in your voice box or larynx between the vocal folds. And it's made by closing the vocal folds together, blocking off the breath, and then releasing them suddenly, as you do when you cough. So a mini explosion of breath occurs on the release. A Geordie chooses to use this sound to accompany three consonants, the sounds p, t, k, as in p, t, and k. When these sounds are in the middle of words, or indeed at the ends of words, you will often hear this strange combination, which results in a sort of popping. A sentence to help you understand this sound would be hot water bottle, as in hot water bottle. And I'll slow that down. Hot water bottle. And you can hear how my tongue tip comes up to make the T in hot water bottle. And at the same time, the glottal comes into play. And here's another sentence that you might try to practice. What is the matter with this bit of butter? It keeps sticking to the paper. This glottal stop is an integral part of the rhythm of a Geordie speech pattern. I'm sitting here in the studio with Patterson Joseph.
Terrified actor.
Who's decided to work on a Geordie accent.
Yes.
Yes. Slightly mad doing that. It's a very mad accent.
It is. It's for this crazy piece, Your Home in the West.
Which is a wonderful play by Rod Wooden that takes place in Newcastle.
And as I see, it's set in 87.
That's right.
So we're talking about just post-miners' strike.
You're absolutely right. And that's exactly what it's about. The tragic point is that at the time of the Industrial Revolution, Newcastle grew to be the first coal mining town in England, possibly first in the world. And its rapid expansion was all down to the invention of the Newcastle engineer George Stephenson, who invented the first successful steam engine.
Hence the phrase, coals to Newcastle.
You've got it. In fact, with the coming of the railway, carrying coals all over the country. And that, in its turn, I'm doing the accent now, led to the development in Newcastle of shipbuilding, iron steelworks, engineering, and George Stephenson gave his name, as a nickname, Geordie, to the men working in these new industries, and therefore to the dialect that they spoke with. I mean, it was regarded as a term of distinction and recognition of their great services.
And where is Newcastle?
Well, our great city of the north is right up in the northeast corner of England on the River Tyne, which marks the northern boundary of a densely populated area called Tyneside and Wearside. And the city of Sunderland actually marks the southern boundary on the River Wear. Sir Patterson, have you ever been up to the Windy North? To Newcastle?
As far as I've been there, well, once to do some Shakespeare, and it was probably early 90s. And I loved it. Very friendly people. They seem very jolly. A bit like the Liverpudlians. Everyone's a comedian.
Very vibrant, yeah. And very direct. And there's a sort of, you know, there's I always